I used to be a professional wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, in that profession, entertainment, you have to build yourself
mm-hmm.
into a character
mm-hmm.
to woo people to like you
mm-hmm.
or in my case, being one of the bad guys,
mm-hmm.
I had to push people to not like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, that's not... Some people take it extremely personal. They don't think that it's just entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
When you're at a store and somebody walks up and throws a drink on you because you hit her hero with a chair.
And you're like, I've done my job well.
And I'm like, well then, okay. And then it's like, hey honey, can you think we can move? Are you ready to move?
Yeah. Bless your heart.
Would now be a good time for some prayer requests?
I think
Ms.
so.
Renee.
I think so.
We want to pray for the family and friends of Wallace Kirk, who moved to his heavenly home yesterday. And we want to continue to pray for Joe and Neva Pyatt. They got Joe moved to the rehab wing here at Great Plains.
Oh,
and
good.
She said that they worked him pretty good yesterday, and he was wore out. They've already got him up and walking after all of that. She posted a picture of his back on Facebook.
I saw that. It was rough.
Mm-hmm. And plus, that was, you know, he had knee surgery.
Oh, wow.
Before that pain started, and got a pacemaker. So.
And then had to have that pacemaker fixed because one of the wires went loose.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah. Before
wow.
he got out from getting the pacemaker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's always an adventure with those two.
Yeah.
I know.
God is faithful and carries them through it.
Yes,
if you don't believe in
does.
God, you need to take a look at them because.
That's the truth, for sure. I also want us to remember to pray for Israel. And to continue to pray for my mom and dad, and they're trying to move into assisted living, and we just need God to work some things out. And I know he's working, but, you know, for my dad, who's the major caregiver, we need it to work out quick because it's getting overwhelming for him. So I just want to remember them as we go to prayer, too. Precious Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that we know that you love us. Thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves, and that we know because of your word, because your word is true, that we can boldly bring our needs before the throne. So today we lift up the family and friends of Wallace Kirk, and I know that they are hurting and feeling this loss, and I just ask that you would comfort them and that every memory would bring them joy and peace, and that they would just feel your presence walking them through this process as they begin to settle into a new normal without the presence of their loved one and friend. So I just pray that you would just minister to them in a special way. And Father, we lift up Joe and Neva to you. We thank you for the miracles, multiple miracles that you have already done for Joe physically and what you're doing now. And we just pray that you would touch his body from head to toe and give him continued strength, that he would have a quick recovery, and that all of those therapists would just be blown away over how well that he's doing, and they would all know that it's because of you, Father. And Father, I lift up my mom and dad and their situation, and you know the details that need to be worked out. And Father, we put it in your hands and just ask you to do it according to your will and your way. And I just pray that you would strengthen them both and give them peace and courage to face the days ahead and to feel your presence and know that you're taking care of them as well. And Father, we lift up the nation of Israel to you. Your word tells us to pray for peace in Jerusalem, and we pray for that peace. Father, we pray for a calmness in that entire country. We pray a hedge of protection over your people. Father, over the Jewish people there, we pray a hedge of protection around them, that these atrocities will stop, Father, and that they will be rescued, and they will have peace in that region, and that those leaders would have wisdom, and they would follow your guidance and follow your ways, Father, in Jesus' name, that the whole world would see you glorified in this situation. We thank you for it, and Father, we just thank you again for this time that we have together today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for today is Miss Renee Kielhofer. Her title for this morning is The Battle is Real.
And it is real.
It's really real. It ain't no joke, y'all.
No. And we've talked a lot about keeping our eyes focused and keeping our eyes up on God. And the only way we can do that is if we let the Holy Spirit continually work in our lives. It is not just a one and done. It's a continual process of submitting ourselves to Christ, you know, situation by situation, circumstance by circumstance. And we have to combat those thoughts, because that's where Satan works, is in our minds. So he works through our thoughts and our attitudes. So, but we can control our own thoughts through the power of the Holy Spirit. So think about what you are thinking about. for me, that was just a huge revelation that I could stop and go like, wait, where is my mind going? And if we replace the negative thoughts with God thoughts, we defeat the enemy right there. Right there. That's usually his first line of attack. But instead, you know, we say things like, this is never going to change. It's only going to get worse. It's hopeless. And we will let those things even come out of our mouth when we're feeling that. And feelings, I know we've talked about this, feelings are not facts. But feelings are also not wrong. You know, don't be condemned over your feeling. Just don't camp there. Recognize it for what it is and turn that around to nothing is impossible for my God. In him and through him are all things. And it may look bad right now, but my God is working and cancer is defeated in Jesus' name. Addiction is defeated in Jesus' name. Depression, anxiety, whatever it is defeated in Jesus' name. I might not be able to see it, but God is working on my behalf. And those are the facts. So replace the feelings with the facts. That's how we defeat the enemy. It keeps our focus on God, and it's like we're cheering him on. You know, it's like you're at the football game and your team has the ball and they're running that 80 yards for the touchdown and you can see that no one's going to catch him and you're standing on the sidelines going, you got this, you got this, we're going to win the game. That's what our positive affirmations are doing. We're cheering God on for what he's already told us he's going to do. It's like, we believe it. We know you got this, God. And he loves that because he inhabits the praises of his people. So don't be afraid to cheer him on. And Matthew 12:34 says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So again, think about what you're thinking about and think about what is going to come out of your mouth. Because your innermost thoughts determine your actions and your destiny. So think about what you're thinking about. Where the mind goes, the body will follow. And I'm not talking about behavior modification. I'm talking about a transformation, a renewing of your mind. And that can only happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. But all we have to do is ask. And the Holy Spirit is there. You know, Luke 11:13, well, back up in 12, it talks about if your child asks for food, you're not going to give them a snake. And so verse 13 goes on to say, so if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? It's that simple. We just ask. Ask the Holy Spirit, guide me in every thought. Make me aware of my innermost being and the war that's waged against you. Help me fight this battle and equip me to fight this battle. And he's going to do it. We've already been told that if we ask for the Holy Spirit, he will give us the Holy Spirit. So ask for help from the Holy Spirit. I mean, every morning, Holy Spirit, be with me today. Help me face today. Help me to do today God's way. Guide me through those steps. And he's there. He'll do it. And I promise you this, if you pray that way out loud when you get up in the morning, just those few sentences, as you go throughout your day and things pop up, you will hear those words in your head. And then you will be able to take that step back and respond instead of react. Mm-hmm. And just be like, Holy Spirit, how do you want me to respond to this? Okay. And then we go forward. You know, there's power in the pause. Mm-hmm. And the pause enables us to hear. So we need to take that to heart. The first thing we have to do, again, recognize that we are in a battle. Then we armor up. And we put on our armor according to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. And again, this is so familiar, but I want to look at the pieces real quick. The belt of truth. Know what God's word says about your battle. And I don't care what your battle is. It says the battle belongs to the Lord. It is his battle. So the belt of truth, this battle belongs to God Almighty, who has everything under his feet already. The breastplate of righteousness. Understand, know that you are the righteousness of Christ through no human effort of your own, but through acknowledging Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You are then clothed in his righteousness, and it's as if Jesus himself walks you into the throne room and says, Father God, this is Renee. This is Tina. This is Monica. And I have clothed them in my righteousness. So I'm asking you to treat them just like you would treat me. Know that. That's your breastplate of righteousness. And it was just given to you as a gift through Jesus Christ himself. And then there's the shoes. The shoes of the gospel of peace. I love this because the Bible doesn't say that peace will just be thrust upon you. It says to pursue peace. Do those things that will bring you peace. And back then when they fought battles in this actual armor that they're describing here, the shoes had these big long spikes in them. And so these spikes sunk into the ground. And so the soldier, you know, you could just picture him wiggling those spikes down into the ground, and that made him stable so that he was able to stand the force of the enemy. Is that not the coolest thing ever? So understand, you know, the shoes of peace, this is a battle position. And it is meant to stabilize you in the storm. So dig your spikes in the ground. Be determined that when Satan uses people to steal your peace, be determined that you are going to remain stable. And also be determined that you will not be Satan's vehicle in someone else's life. Keep those spikes in the ground. I love that. It is a battle position. And then we have the shield of faith. And, you know, every man, the Bible says every man is given a measure of faith. So use your faith, even if you think it's tiny. You know, dare to believe that God is who he said he is and that he's doing what he said he would do. And here's the thing. You know, you may lift that shield up really slow going, maybe this is going to work. But you know what? That maybe, that's a mustard seed. And that's all you need. So even if you think your faith is tiny, lift up that shield. If you think your shield is this big, lift it up. You know, over the most vulnerable part and go, you know, this is my mustard seed of faith. This is my shield of faith. Because God will honor that. And then we have the helmet of salvation. You know, protect your mind by taking all those negative thoughts captive, replacing them with God thoughts, because you know that you are in Christ. So these feelings are not facts in your life. And then verse 18 wraps it up by saying, praying always in the Spirit, because we need the Holy Spirit to get through every battle. But this is our armor, and this is what we need. So we have eyes up on the author and finisher of our faith, and then we armor up. And Romans 8:37 says, you can probably all quote it with me, we are more than conquerors through Christ. So what does that mean? Being more than a conqueror? I mean, it means, first of all, that we approach the battle from a place of certain victory. We know before we step on the field, we win because we are in Christ. We have our eyes up and we are armored up. And so here we go. Just think about this. Okay, there's a battle raging. you're on the edge of the battlefield, but you know your number's coming up and you're fixing to have to enter this war. But you're suited up. You raise up your shield and you raise up your sword. And you, when you start to sling your sword, you know, you're 100% certain they are all going down. Because your weapon is more powerful than anything they have in their arsenal. And so they don't even see you coming. Because they don't expect that little old Renee has any power. Because little old Renee doesn't. But Renee is armored up and clothed in righteousness and holding my shield of faith. And I've got the sword of truth that I am just wielding right and left. And they have no defense against that. They can't touch that. So they don't even see you coming. That's how it is in the spiritual realm. And if you can picture that, you know, Satan thinks he's got you. And then all of a sudden you rise up. And then he knows he's defeated. That's when you see those enemies scattering. Just like you went and got some help to get your armor on. And then you rose up and those enemies had to scatter. Because that's what the word says. And he will keep coming against you, trying to convince you it's all over. But he can't convince you because your mind is protected by your helmet of salvation. So cool. You know, my son, when he's like 36 now, but when he was about four, we lived in Mississippi and we went to the Mississippi State Fair. Well, he wanted this plastic sword, of course. So we bought the sword and we'd been home a few days and I was in the kitchen, like fixing dinner, washing dishes or something. And I just heard this horrific noise in his bedroom. I mean, banging and yelling, and he was talking and, you know, bumping against the wall. And I thought, what in the world is this child doing? So I walked down to his room and I opened the door. And just as I opened the door, I saw him standing in the middle of his bed with that sword, and he's slinging it back and forth saying, I am bought with the blood of Jesus. Let me go. And I just pulled that door to and I said, God, please don't ever let him forget that. And it's that simple. I am bought with the blood of Jesus. Let me go. You have no authority in my life. So recognize that you're in a battle. Armor up and don't be afraid to rise up. Because once you're standing in that battlefield and your enemies are destroyed all around you, you're going to have a totally different perspective than you did when you were standing on the sidelines. And that's when you're going to see what God was really doing. Because that's when you're going to see the healing, the restoration, the deliverance, the vision and the purpose that God was planting in you while he was taking care of the battle. It's awesome. So I leave you with this. Eyes up, armor up, and rise up. We're ready. We're ready. Amen.
So before we sign off, would you like to share some information?
Yes. Speaking of.
Because I'm so excited.
I'm going to hold. It's tiny. I'm going to hold this up. But Monica's going to put it on.
You want
to
put one?
Yeah, I can put it on. Okay.
There you go.
We have coming up October 21st, which is a week from this Saturday. We're about 10 or 11 days out here. Sisterhood 2023. And some of you may have been there last year for Sisterhood 2022. So we are super excited about this year. We have all live speakers, some coming in from the Tulsa area, Oklahoma City area. Mm. We have a missionary that's going to be speaking. And then we will have five breakout sessions, and you'll be able to choose which one you want to go to, and those are going to be good. We have one on grace. We have a mother-daughter tag team on their journey through sexual abuse from a family member, and then we have Misty Music, who's, I think, a regular around here. She is going to be doing one on the four things to avoid in a Christian marriage. And then we have a young lady that is going to be talking about her journey through grief and losing a child. And then there's another mother-daughter tag team that will be talking about their journey through drug addiction, eating disorders, and all that kind of thing. So it's going to be good. I'm like super excited. Lunch is included this year. All the speakers are live. We got a lot of just little extra surprises packed in there. So it's going to be good. The flyer will be posted on the website. There's a QR code on there, and I'll give Monica the link as well. But I did want to mention that there is an early bird special that will be going on through Sunday. And so that will get you some reduced ticket prices. I believe the early bird special for the individual is $25. And then for seniors, students, and groups of five or more, it's $20. And so come Monday morning, that price will go back up. So you still have time to get in on that. And then it'll be $40 if you wait, you know, at the door, if you wait till you get there. But we are super excited. And so I just hope that you can fit it in your schedule to come out and join us and just be a part of what God's going to be doing in sisterhood. And the theme this year is Eyes Up, Armor Up, Rise Up. And I think you're going to see that in every testimony and every speaker. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's so cool. I really like the Eyes Up, Armor Up, and Rise Up. The Eyes Up, Armor Up, and Rise Up. Oh, I was looking for it, but anyway, I was reading the Bible, and this was some years ago that I was, here it is. Ephesians 5. Right here I have in my Bible 2:12-21. Mm-hmm. And this is just what the Lord was really speaking to me when I was reading this right here, and I just wrote, thank you. Mm-hmm. And when he speaks something, I ask him why you said that now. And it's written in my Bible because I asked him why you say that, because he had said some stuff to me as I was reading this. And then he says, it's time. It's time to wake up. It's time to word up. And it's time to wise up.
Wow. I love that.
And before he had said those, he said www. And I'm like, okay, Lord. Are we going to the web? I mean, www. Yeah. You know. And he said, it's deeper than that. We're going farther.
Wow.
And I said, okay. And then I got my little smiley face there.
Yeah, I love the smiley face. That's cute. So,
and it took me, Miss Renee, it took me a long time to even write in my Bible. I think the third time I read this, it was like, I was taught you don't write in the books. If you write in the school book, your mom and dad's going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, I remember those days.
You remember those days?
Yes.
So it was like no writing in the books.
Yes.
And then I got the okay to write in my Bible from my Abba. He said, is it not yours?
Yeah.
I said, it's your word. He said, that's your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You do what you need to do. Take notes.
Yeah, that's good.
He was like, it's okay to write in your Bible. You're not breaking the law. And I'm like, okay, we are. So now it's all written.
That's awesome, though.
You have been tuned into the Hour Power this morning, y'all. And you know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Renee Kilhoffer. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray.